News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
McGreevy is with us, journalist from the Irish Times, to have a look at the stories
morning,
that you may not have yet seen and may not have yet come to your attention. Good to see you, Ronan.
Thank you, Anton.
Normally this week would be a week where the headlines would be dominated by the teaching unions
because
they are having the conference. Nary a sign of them. Is that because of all of the blockading on the roads, or has it just been quiet conference?
They're never quiet, Anton. This has been sort of eclipsed, I suppose, by the ceasefire in Iran and the few protests. But as you said, it's a perennial dates on the calendar of the teachers' unions meeting for their annual conferences. And there appears to be something of a Mexican standoff between the teachers' unions, the ASTI, the TUI, and the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, over a remaining 1% that's supposed to be paid to teachers under the current pay deal. And they're saying that they will not comply, the teachers saying they will not comply with the new senior cycle redevelopment program until they receive the 1%. Hildegard Nocton says they won't receive the 1% until they comply with the senior cycle redevelopment. It's due to go to the TUI conference today. I think we know what the outcome of that vote will be. I suppose the more important thing is here, this is happening against the backdrop of a serious standoff between the Department of Public Expenditure and the Minister for Education. The Department of Education has overspent by more than 500 million euros. Jack Chambers, the Minister for Public Expenditure, saying we can't have that. So that's the background to all of this.
While we're on the topic of public money, we have found competition apparently for the Dáil Bike Shed.
I know, the real capital of Cork is saying, you know, 336,000 for the bicycle, for the bike shed, hold my beer. This is about the restoration of a Cork City fireman's rest. Now, this was a building that had fallen into disrepair. It was, as I say, a fireman's rest. It's only the size of a hut. So Cork City Council decided to restore it.
So it's a fancy shed.
Yeah, that's all it is. And and inevitably, as this is Ireland, the cost started off at between 150 and 200,000. Then it went up to 326,000. Then it went up to 361,000. Now it's at over 400,000. And I'm looking at this hut and I'm saying, what is this for? I mean, it doesn't actually have any function as far as I can see. And it's quite a serious issue in the sense that one of the things that the city council has found that the procurement wasn't done properly in terms of certain aspects of the project, the absence of a documented preliminary value for money assessment, and the inclusion of paving and landscaping works at rates tendered for another project. So basically, we're being paid at a different rate to what they had agreed in initially. But it's just emblematic of so much waste in this country.
Well, it's up there with the 1.5 million euro toilets that Dublin City Council still has in concept stage, as we heard last week.
Ugh.
Before you go, Ronan, one, every now and then you see these stories about nanny state intervention with parents and how they look after their kids and all the rest of it. If ever there is one where you say, well, that is pretty good reason for somebody to get prosecuted for failing to pay attention to their kids, it's the one that has happened in Hershey Park Zoo.
This is a story from Pennsylvania. Anton, I absolutely, completely agree. This is not nanny state overreach. This was a couple who left their toddler to walk into a wolf enclosure while they were sitting on their phones, as you do. And inevitably, what happened was that the poor child got bitten and had to be rescued by bystanders and the parents.
How can you be so inattentive to let your child wander into a wolf enclosure?
But look, I mean, I it's not as big as surprise. Look how oblivious most people are when you see them on
public transport. It's a wolf enclosure.
Yeah, I know. So they sat down on the and the local authority in Pennsylvania is now trying to prosecute them. You know, and
the child is all right though.
Yeah, the child is all right. He suffered minor injuries, but I suppose the point is the fact that the parents were as negligent as they were.
Ronan, thank you very much. Ronan McGreevy, journalist with the Irish Times Text.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.